Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and I am joined by Assistant Town Planner Patrick Leroux as Katie DeLuca taking some, I guess, well-deserved time off. Right, Patrick? Good morning.
I couldn't disagree more.
I couldn't disagree more. All right.
No, guys. Sorry for everyone on the radio having listened to me. Katie is taking some time, some R&R, so you're stuck with me tonight, or this morning, I should say, Tony.
All right, you have big shoes to fill. Tell us about some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Yeah, so last night we had a long agenda, as typical for August, because we tend to take one meeting in August, and so things sort of stack up. Highlights, the Board of Selectmen had requested an MI approval, municipal improvement application for use or a lease agreement for use of the temporary fire station that's in the Horse Neck parking lot. That's across the street from the Boys and Girls Club. It would be used by neighbor to neighbor while neighbor to neighbor completes construction of their new facility on East Putnam Ave. That was approved unanimously and being referred to the RTM for the lease. That's only going to run for a few months. I think March of next year would be the outside term of the lease. We had a pre-application discussion about the Roundhill Club. They are interested in putting in some new maintenance facility buildings on their site, replacing some of the existing ones. Very innocuous discussion. We also took on an application a text amendment for the Central Greenwich Business Retail Zone, which is referred to, which is the zone that relates to Greenwich Avenue. I'm sure Katie's talked about this at other discussions, but we have a client in town who wants to adopt new regulations that would allow restaurants on the second floor under certain circumstances, one of which being that the building's only two stories tall. So that amendment was considered last night, and the commission adopted it. It only would lead to maybe about a dozen locations that could possibly expand to the second floor. As most people are aware, there's about three right now that exist. There may be more, but that was an amendment under consideration and adopted or approved last night. The long discussion of the evening was Greenwich Hospital again. I think this is the third visit we've had with them. They had just completed I'd say town hall, but we're a town hall. But they had an open discussion with the neighborhood a few weeks ago to gain some input and just sort of talk about some of the issues that they, as the neighbors, are having with the hospital and the hospital's trying to respond to that. They presented that to the commission, some of the discussions, and also, asking for approval of a text amendment, a zone change, and a site plan special permit to create the Smilo Cancer Center across the street on Lake. That application was left open. The commission had a few more questions that they want to circle back and talk with the hospital about. It also prompted the commission to think about maybe having a special meeting later in the month. It looks like August 10th at 4:30 would be the special meeting date that we're going to be posting today to have the hospital back again and probably looking at maybe making a decision, but that will be up to the commission. We had St. Xavier's Episcopal Church in Old Greenwich came in. They are looking to get approval for use of some property in conjunction with their daycare facility that they run at the church. That was approved last night. We also had a house on Meadowcroft over volume, 29 Meadowcroft. That was doing some additions and renovations, approved. And the other highlight would be we are adopted two text amendments, staff authored. One of them, a correction or fix to the 6110 regulations in town, which we refer to as the moderate income housing regulations. That's an incentivized zone where when developers offer moderate or below market rate housing, they are afforded opportunity for incentives to build a larger building. And there were some formulaic things that we noticed as we were doing the math and looking at all the permutations that the commission wanted to fix. So that was considered and changed, mostly limiting the height and clarifying how the height and the setbacks would work as the building got taller. And the other staff-authored amendment is related to cafe permits or liquor permits in the town. The town, we don't permit, or the Planning and Zoning Commission doesn't permit cafe or bars licenses. You know, you have to serve food in conjunction with alcohol in the town of Greenwich. There is some changes with the State Liquor Authority about how liquor permits are classified and also how they are considered to be with or without food. So we needed to sort of adjust our regulations to fit what the state model is doing. And so that was approved. So there are limited in association with recreational type facilities, one of them being a table tennis operation that just opened recently. That facility was looking for a cafe permit and was unable to get one given the current construct of our regulations. So this regulation would hopefully help with that, and then maybe some other facilities in town that would do similar business.
All right, Pat, just want to get back to the neighbor-to-neighbor for a second here. The RTM, of course, doesn't meet till September. Does that mean they have to wait until approval to move in?
They're not interested in moving in until October because I believe that the Byram fire station is still operating out of it, at least until the end of this month. And two, they're not ready to cease their operations now. They're doing a curbside operation at Christ Church, and they need to get mobilized and set up at the new facility. So that probably won't happen until October. So the dominoes line up here. It's not going to impact them.
Okay, so they're not going to be ready for the new facility till next year, because I think originally it was going to be the fall. So maybe it's been pushed back a little bit.
Right. Yeah, I think they're looking to have, I think they're hoping to, you know, the end of this year, but I think they're just being realistic and giving themselves, you know, some opportunity to keep providing services without having to be, you know, without a home.
All right, great. And just finally, the Chabad Lubavitch, anything on that from last night?
That was withdrawn from consideration. That was brought to the commission at the request of the town planner to ask a very specific question about the operation there. The town planner retracted that before the meeting. We got the answers to the questions we needed. So that is a pending application, though, and we'll be back at a subsequent meeting. But the discussion of it did not happen last night.
All right, great. So when's the next meeting then, Pat? Like you said, you're taking the rest of August off.
Right. So, we're going to have a singularly noticed meeting again for the hospital Smilo Cancer Center proposal. That'll be on August 10th. And then our next regularly scheduled planning and zoning meeting will be September 14th.
Okay. All right, great. Well, Pat, thanks for your time this morning, and enjoy some of your time off anyway, and have a great summer.
Thank you. Great. Thank you, Tony. Okay. Bye.
Bye. That's Pat LaRoe, Assistant Town Planner.